This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. Evacuation orders triggered another exodus of Palestinians from eastern districts of Khan Yunis as Israeli troops launched a new assault into the southern Gaza city. The military says they're targeting Hamas fighters who they claim still operate there despite repeated offensives. Israeli officials have said they also believe Hamas's newly appointed top leader, Yahya Sinwar, could be hiding there. Mediators have renewed their push for Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire deal. Israel said it would attend August 15th talks called by the mediators. Russia has declared an emergency in its Kursk region after a surprise Ukrainian attack. AP correspondent Nyan Kim reports.
The Russian military is sending reinforcements to the western border town 4 days after the surprise Ukrainian operation, which appears to be Kyiv's biggest attack on Russian soil since the war began. Emergency shelters have been set up, with food, diapers and other supplies being sent to Kursk. Meanwhile, Ukrainian emergency services are cleaning up a shopping mall, which was hit by a Russian missile in the middle of the day. At least 12 people were killed. It's the second major strike on the town of Kostyantynivka in the eastern Donetsk region in almost a year. I'm Nayan Kim.
The aircraft that crashed into a residential complex in the Brazilian town of Venados, killing 61 on board, did not report any emergencies to officials, authorities said on Friday. Air Brigadier Marcelo Marino, the chief of the Brazilian Center for Investigation and Prevention of Aircraft Accidents, added that information was still premature, but that the body was committed to delivering a report on the incident as soon as possible. Regional carrier Vopas said the plane took off from Cassavel in the state of Paraná and crashed around 1:30 p.m. in the town of Venado, some 80 kilometers northwest of Sao Paulo. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, VOA.